Welcome to episode 3 of Minimal Filters. Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back. On today's show, we have a new segment called Shiver Me Timbers. We will get into further detail once we get to that point. We're bringing the nails back already, boys.
Bringing them back.
Bringing them back. Today, we will be going through the nails of simp moves.
Oh, there's so many simp moves out there these days.
I have a long list. I ran out of good ideas.
There's a fine line between simp and being a nice guy, though.
Right? No, there's not.
Exactly.
No. So make sure after today's podcast, you go vote on our Instagram so I can remain undefeated against Kale.
0-1.
Probably not going to be surprised if this continues on.
I got a good list.
And then lastly, we will wrap up with the shower thought of the day.
Which so, I'm actually 2-0 in, so...
There's no votes on it, but yes. Yes, you definitely had the better ones. Yeah. All right. Kale, you're up.
Boy, this is the greatest first sponsor that a startup podcast could ask for. There is nothing in this world I love more than ranching in Indus. TMAT Cattle Company has the best semen in the West, not to mention his bull semen. Like I mentioned last week, I have known Tyler my whole life, and I've seen this family at work. They are extremely passionate and committed. In fact, Saturday, October 9th, so just around the corner, their first annual sale is booked. TMAT Cattle Company teamed up with SC Online Sales to host their steer and heifer sales. For more information regarding the sale, check out their Facebook and IG at TMAC Cattle Company. I repeat, TMACCATTLECO.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Another great ad read. Way to throw in the semen there. I mean, that's kind of inappropriate. We would never talk about stuff like that, but that's pretty inappropriate.
I have to.
It's kind of fucked up.
I had no choice.
I guess it's in the ad read.
It is the semen that makes this company what it is.
All right, so where do you want to start today? Like,
you know where I want to start? I want to start talking about how pointless the election was last night.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, why? Man. We turned on the TV after watching the Jays lose, and... we watched it for maybe 5 minutes, and we had to turn it off.
I just didn't understand. Like we've said many times, like we're not a political podcast, and like we don't really want to voice our opinions or like oppose anyone else's. Mm-hmm. But what the fuck was the point? Like the seats are almost virtually the same.
No, and whether or not you were liberal or you voted conservative or NDP, wherever you voted, it didn't make a difference.
I have the stats. So from the 2019 election, the Liberals held 157, mm-hmm. and the Conservatives held 121. And last I checked, the Liberals hold right now 158, and Conservatives hold 119. Like,
so maybe two numbers different, which is nothing. It's still a minority government.
Yeah, like so. Basically, what happened was Trudeau obviously called the election and basically just spent billions of dollars on an election just to gain. Right now, he's got one more seat than he did.
I think it said $600 million this cost. In whose money?
Oh, ours?
Is that ours? Our money.
Is that our fucking
money? We just paid for a fucking election that didn't do a single thing. Except what it did is, honestly, like, alpha move by J. Daddy Trudeau. Like,
Well, he called it apparently because he thought he was going to win a majority, and I honestly thought he would, mm-hmm. because the amount of money that he gave out like over the last like year or so, I really thought that people were just going to say, "Oh, like I'm just going to vote for him because look at the 12 grand I got for sitting on my ass."
What were that money called?
The CERB.
Did you collect CERB?
I collected a few months, but I actually qualified. I wasn't one of the people who applied and didn't actually have hours and the money to have it.
If I was to apply, I would have been one of those people who didn't meet the requirements.
Well, yeah. And like for me, like I lost a job because of it. Like I was supposed to be working. So in essence, like that's what it was used for. And then obviously there was a lot of people who abused it. Mm-hmm. But I really I thought he was going to win just because of that. Mm-hmm. Like I genuinely thought that people were going to give in because of just like the free money he was giving away.
I feel like there was actually a lot of people that put that at like top of their list of why I voted for Justin Trudeau.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, you collected free money for basically doing nothing. Like, obviously, a lot of people, like, yeah, actually, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people used the money when they should have.
Yeah.
But there was people who abused that.
A lot of people abused it. And actually, I'm not going to say his name, but I have a friend who I train with in the summer out in Saskatchewan where my cabin used to be.
I'd be careful what you say because this guy can get arrested.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say his name, but that's actually all I'm going to say about him.
Yeah, I think...
he got $12,000 and he bought a fucking car with CERB money.
Yeah, I mean, man, whatever. Good for him, though.
There's part of me that... Because I did not. I didn't collect a single dime of CERB because I didn't lose a job. I still actually continued working as much as I did. But I fucking know so many people who got CERB money that didn't qualify or just found... There were so many ways to get around it. And yeah, I wish that I fucking did because...
Yeah. Free money. Yeah, realistically, it was free money.
Just like student loans, free money.
Just like credit cards, free money. We don't like to abuse like
anything.
I don't like anyone who... Sorry, I'm not gonna judge anyone for doing it because I would have done the same thing in most 100%. People's position. Like, it's free money. But I think we should leave it at there. I think the whole point of that entire conversation that we just had is what the fuck was the point of the election?
Thank you for listening to What the Fuck.
Yeah, what the actual fuck.
It was so stupid.
That's all I got in regards to politics. Yeah, like I said, I hate
ever going to talk about politics.
Yeah, till the next election. And we'll see if this one actually has merit and actually matters, right? So I guess we move on. We watched Sunday football like the entire day, right?
The whole entire, we marinated on the couch / bed that we have in our living room and just had the boys over, had a nice muck sesh with. We had a buddy bring over meatballs. We had some shepherd's pie gifted to us.
Yeah, that was, it was awesome. I've never had like a nice Sunday football feast, but and now that I hit it once, like now that we did it once, I think it's something I want to do again, and I totally get why America's in love with it.
It's going
to
be a commonly
occurring. Well, it's because of the food, though.
Exactly.
Like America loves obese. The food. Yeah.
It makes sense because we are not obese individuals, but we probably gained a total of about 4 pounds total.
4 pounds.
I gained about maybe 0.5 pounds. You gained about 3.5 because you ate...
I ate a bit more shepherd's pie.
80% of that shepherd's pie.
But I think the one thing that I notice is like in regards to football in America, it's quite literally a religion.
I know.
Like a lot of people actually choose Sunday football over church. Yeah. And then basically what happens is it becomes their life. Like, and I can see why. Like we get a taste of that atmosphere just because... We watched Sunday football all day, right?
And it felt so good.
It was phenomenal. Like, just to lay there hungover and, like, watch that game Sunday night with Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
I ended up losing $2 on that game, though.
Yeah, I had a good day. So, my three-team parlay hit. Yeah.
Tell me what it was.
It feels good.
Tell listeners what it was.
It was to cover the spread of, I think, the Titans covered their spread.
What's the spread, for those who don't know?
So, the Titans spread was negative... they were +6.5. So all I needed them was to lose by less than 6.
Yeah, or win.
They ended up winning. So that one hit. And then I had the Patriots to beat the Jets by more than 6.5, which they did that easily. Because
they absolutely destroyed them.
Zach Wilson is a bust already. I'm throwing out the bust word already.
He sees ghosts.
Two games. Yeah.
He throws to ghosts.
He sees ghosts. And then I believe the other one was the Rams to cover. Yeah. So that parlay hit. The adrenaline I get from those parlays where... Like, it's not that upsetting when I lose the first game. Because if I would have lost the first game, the rest of my day would have been just quiet and tame. But my first two hit, and then that Titans game was my third one. Mm-hmm. And I was shaking my boots. Like, you saw how intense I was.
It came down to if they're playing the Seahawks, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So if Seahawks got a touchdown, Baylor was fucked. If they had a field goal, he'd be fine. Because you would have only lost by 4.
Yeah, they would have been fine. But then...
Tennessee,
anyway. And I talked about on my last podcast how I got fucked by Derrick Henry on my fantasy team.
You mean Darian Henry, like I said?
Yeah, his name was Damien Henrique. Damien Henrique. Derrick Henry, the Viking-looking-ass motherfucker with his braided whatever that is.
It's pretty cool.
He carried me this week. And so thank you, Derrick Henry. You are officially my favorite fantasy football player of all time.
Did you win this week?
Clapped.
You were playing. Who were you playing?
I was playing some redheaded fuck.
Oh, Team Cranny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I also won. And aside from Baylor's betting, watching him be successful in his daily bet, which was what, $200 you won?
It was $20 to make $180.
That's nice. That's good. I have a betting app that I have money on that I'm just way too scared. I haven't honestly made a bet in football since the Super Bowl last year, which I won $800 in, so that's huge.
Yeah, but never bet against Tom Brady. That's rule number one of betting.
Actually, ironically enough, who I bet against last year was Patty Mahomes, and I bet on him. I bet on Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs to get the over, which was 54.5,
That was pretty easy, yeah.
Easy. And you can never lag. Like, any bet, take the over in Patty Mahomes' games, 24-7. Well,
like, and I don't even think that game goes on Patty Mahomes, like, at all. Like, he played unbelievable. I think it was just Lamar showed up to the fucking, he knew it was a big show, and he knew he was, like, I think he was 0-3 against Mahomes all time. Mm-hmm. And Mahomes has made up about half of his losses or something.
Yeah.
So he was, like, he kind of had to prove something, and he, like, he did. He was fucking phenomenal, I'll be honest. Like,
I also bet the spread on that one, which was -3.5, and I didn't hit that because the Ravens ended up winning. But Patty Mahomes threw his first ever September interception.
Yeah.
And got his first ever September loss in his NFL career.
Yeah, so that was big. It was an awesome day to just kind of be hungover and sit on the couch. But my one last point in regards to our weekend is, what the fuck is that taunting rule that they have in the NFL now?
It ruins the sport for me.
I think sports need more of that. I think the NHL needs more guys going back and forth. Like, that's, and same with baseball. I think my favorite part about baseball, like, in the last few years has been Trevor Bauer, because he's literally that, well, sorry, I'm going to retract a bit on that because of the accusations against him right now.
Trevor Bauer is not in our good books.
Yeah, no, he's not in anyone's good books. But I think because of just the entertainer and how he wanted to rub people the wrong way, and how he even said, he's like, I love when guys celebrate hitting a home run off me and shit,
he's
like
fucking
that.
Good.
Yeah.
If you were bad and were cocky and stupid, then no. Shut up. You're not going to make TV, but
I think sports need more of that. They need more guys going back and forth. Like, that's how you create buzz. Like when the Battle of Alberta was at its best was honestly that right before COVID, when there was those Battle of Alberta games where there was multiple fights. Yeah. There was the goalie fight, the one game. And like,
which you saw.
Yeah, which was by far the best hockey game I've ever seen in person in my life. But I think when it comes to sports in general, they need more of that. Like, that's how you reach audiences. That's why people love Conor McGregor, because he's a fucking cocky piece of shit, right?
And just like how you mentioned in football too, man, like, any celebration after a touchdown is probably my favorite part of the whole entire game.
Oh, and
now if you do it, you get a 15-yard fucking penalty.
Yeah, no, like, I think that rule needs, a lot of people think that rule needs to go. I think I'll end it on that, is that that is fucking, I'm not going to say that word. That's a bad word. That is a really, really stupid rule.
Yeah, that is
really
a stupid freaking rule.
And it kind of ruins football for me, because I love when guys are in each other's face. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, like we said last pod, how we're both competitive people. They are too. Oh. They're professional athletes who get paid millions of dollars to be competitive.
They might be as competitive as us, almost.
I don't know, man.
Our crib game's kind of intense lately.
I'm beating you, by the way. 2-1.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
all right. What do we say we introduce our new segment?
Yeah, let's introduce a new segment.
Shiver Me Timbers. Do you want me to... I can elaborate. All right. So, Shiver Me Timbers. So, it's going to be our cringe segment. So, basically what will happen is we're just simply going to watch a TV show, movie, or whatever. Just
Twitter, anything.
Anything that makes people cringe, and like, not just us, like, kind of in general.
The general public.
I think the funniest part about this segment is we had no plan of ever making a segment like this or anything like that. And then our Netflix wasn't working the one day. Mm-hmm. And we ended up on Crave and this fucking show called F-Boy Island. And holy fuck.
Boy Island.
After watching that show, we literally didn't have a choice. We had to make a cringe
segment. What does F-Boy stand for?
Apparently it stands for, I don't swear, so I'm not going to say.
No, I think it's Fridge Boy.
Yeah, it's Fridge Boy.
Which we'll get to in a minute.
But we had to make this segment because that, we only watched one goddamn episode and it was so painful to watch.
Man, but I hate to call you out for this. I know for a fact you loved it.
Well, I loved it because of how cringe it was. Like,
but that's the difference between me and you.
Once you have that switch flip off where you're not watching it to be entertained, you're watching it to be like, holy fuck, like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's the difference.
That's when it becomes entertaining.
Because when it comes to cringe for me, if I watch other people do it, in particular F-Boy Island, I cannot stand it. Even if it's on Facebook watching a video of cringe, I literally shiver me timbers.
That's the point. It's like, I genuinely shake. Like, for me, like, I was watching this show and I would like clench my body. Like, I was cringing so bad. I was like, how is this allowed to be a TV show? Like, so quickly, I'll kind of go over the premise of the show.
What is F-Boy Island, Bales?
So F-Boy Island is 12 dudes who are self-proclaimed F-boys, 12 dudes who are self-proclaimed nice guys.
Us.
Exactly. Like, nice, that's the only category we would ever be in. Mm-hmm. And then three girls, basically, it's kind of like The Bachelorette where they eliminate guys every show. And then they're trying to find their true love kind of thing. But they need to kind of cipher their way through all of the F-boys and the nice guys, right? So
if it was up to me, every single dude on that show looks like an absolute F-boy. One guy wore a suit to the beach.
Yeah.
Which only F-boys do. Nice guys don't wear suits to the beach.
No, I think... No. Nice guys wear suits to, like, Tyga concerts and stuff.
You mean us? When we got absolutely fucking...
Yeah, that was... Yeah. I think we kind of had... misinterpretation as to what kind of event that was.
I'll give a 10-second description of what you're talking about. 2 years ago now?
It was literally 2 years ago today. It's funny.
Oh, shoot. 2 years ago today, yeah. Me and Bales and Jason Shively, a buddy of ours, we read up on this description for this like fashion show / Tyga concert that was happening at the BMO Center. And we were the only people there out of about probably 3,000 people who were wearing suits.
We didn't wear suits. We wore blazers.
We're not really fashion show guys, but we thought, hey, fuck, let's put on a nice blazer, a nice pair of jeans, some dress shoes, and let's fucking
and win, then, this, let's win this contest. Yeah, I genuinely thought, I was like, okay, like, we're going to go there, and, like, people are going to be nice. Like, they're going to be wearing dresses. They're going to be wearing, like, just really nice clothes. And we walk in there with blazers, and everyone's just decked out in, you know, your regular going out outfits. Like
your regular Tyga concert outfits.
Your t-shirt, your jeans, like, your basic outfits.
Good concert, though.
Good concert. Yeah, that's about... All I've got.
Moving on
for Tyga. Back to Shiver Me Timbers. Okay, so like I said, this is our cringe segment. So basically, we're just going to talk about the most painful parts of watching that show.
Which there was a fucking lot.
It was basically every minute I was like, holy fuck, like this is actually happening.
Is it an hour episode or 30 minutes?
It was about an hour.
So yeah, about every 2.5 minutes or something. Yeah, you just want to touch the TV.
What we'll do is we'll basically go through. We'll just go through the characters. Let's do that. Let's kind of go through these fucking guys that we have to deal with.
And the girls.
We can do that. We save the girls for last.
Three girls. They're all
three girls, 24 beautiful dudes in total. Girls. Like I said, 12 F-boys and then 12 nice guys.
Yes.
Do you want to quickly talk about... So the first thing that kind of made me realize that some of these guys are dumb as shit, you kind of mentioned it already in regards to what an F-boy is. The girls kind of throughout the beginning of the show, they cut to interviews and all that. Mm-hmm. And they would always say how like they were trying to figure out which guys are F-boys, and they really did not want to get with an F-boy because apparently they've all had such bad experiences.
Yeah, the whole point of the show is for these girls to be able to differentiate between a nice guy and a F-boy.
Exactly.
So if these girls end up thinking that one of these nice guys, one of these nice guys is actually... turn out to be an F-boy in the end, yeah. And they basically are like, oh, fuck, I'm a dumb girl.
So the first scene that really just made me kind of like go, holy fuck, like they really found like some of the dumbest guys ever is this one guy, he blatantly tells this one girl, he goes, I'm an F-boy. And she like looks at him in shock, like disgust.
3 second awkward pause for not even just
but the TV you could show. Tell the look in her face. She was like, what the fuck? Like, why would he tell me that? Like,
or is this maybe false pretense? Is he lying to me? What's happening right here? This girl is so confused.
And then before she even answers, even gives like any sort of sympathy laugh or anything, he just goes, no, I'm not a normal F boy. I'm a fridge boy. I move refrigerators for a living. And I was like, what did you just...
He just fucking won the show.
And like nothing against this guy for like moving fridges for a living, but holy shit, did that joke land hard on his face. Like, yeah. She didn't even give him a sympathy laugh. She just looked at him and she just kind of goes, oh, ha. Like, that's all I
got. I'm going to go up to a girl one day at the bar and be like, hey. She'll be like, hey.
Hey.
And then I'm going to say, like I always do, I'm 6'5". And then I'll move on and I'll say, if you couldn't tell, I'm a bit of an F-boy. She'll be like, what? Well, yeah, I'm a Facebook boy. I scroll Facebook all day and I like posts. Yeah.
Nice.
She'll dump her drink on me that her big tall boyfriend bought her and then say, get the fuck out of here. And then I'll walk away probably sadly and then go talk to
you. Like, that's probably the only way to handle that situation.
I don't know how else you could.
If I was her, I would probably do the same thing. Like, come on.
Beta move.
Next guy. Who do we got? I got the Say Less guy.
Say Less.
So basically...
Poor guy.
Basically, every time that someone asked him to do something or did something, he goes, ha ha, Say Less.
Like, say less.
Like with the douchey laugh. The douche laugh was either before or after. Yeah. Yeah. Say less.
Yeah, say less.
Yeah. All right, enough. We got to stop doing that shit. That's gross.
Say less, Bills.
So the most painful one was when one of the girls, so she asked him for a one-on-one date.
His name was Casey.
His name's Casey. Yeah. Okay. I have him written down as a say less guy. So she asked him to go on a paddle board, and she's an absolute baddie. Like,
it was romantic. Honestly, it was.
Like she was like, would you like to go to the water with me? In an accent.
He was like, what say less.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh man, there's no way a girl in their right mind asks you to basically go on a one-on-one date. And when you say less, there's no way she finds that attractive. Like I say the saying every once in a while, but
jokingly,
yeah. I would never, if a girl asked me to do something with her, I'd be like, ha, say less.
Think
baby.
About it in our shoes. Let's say, again, I'm going to use this analogy a lot, but I go up to a girl at a bar and say,
stop going to 6'5".
No, I'm not going to start that. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to buy a drink. And she goes, say less.
Oh, I would walk away.
I'd one punch. No, I would. Oh, my God. I wouldn't one punch her. I would walk away.
I would just walk away. I don't think there's violence needs to be involved
here. I didn't
here.
Mean to say that. I just slipped out.
Who do we got? We got Peter up next. You want to elaborate on Peter?
Poor little Peter. Peter is... He was the only dude out of all 24 guys that looked like a nice guy. He looked so sweet, kind-hearted. He's this little... Is he Filipino, I think?
No, I don't know what he is. He...
That wasn't...
I do believe he's Asian.
He's Asian, yeah.
Yeah, I do believe he is.
And he was talking to this girl, and he was being really nice about it. And there was this weird...
I can tell you exactly what happened. Yeah. So he made a joke about them sleeping together and went for a high five. And that's when she snapped and she just walked away.
She's like, wow, way too soon. Like, that's fucked up. And she walked away and he just looked so sad. Like, he almost started crying.
He was like, ha, we could be sleeping buddies or something that.
Well, yeah, because she's like, they were saying, what are your hobbies? And they both said sleeping. He goes, we could be sleeping buddies. And she's like, what the fuck?
I think for me, the more painful part was that he went for a high five with the girl.
Yeah. What would you have done? Go for a kiss?
Not that quick. I'm not an F-boy. Nice guys take their time.
F-boy.
After he got rejected, though, he was so sad. I don't think I've ever seen a sadder face in the history of reality TV. I've seen people cry, but this guy was painfully holding in tears. I think his cheeks started swelling up because the cheeks were just filling up in his right there.
Plot twist.
But the plot just was he's about to get eliminated, and then he ends up getting eliminated, right? And after you get eliminated, you're supposed to reveal if you're a nice guy or an F-boy. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm actually a fuckboy. Like, right off the bat, he just goes. And I couldn't believe it because of how he acted the whole show. So my theory is actually that he told the producers to make it seem like he's a big dog before he got on the show, that he is an F-boy, when in reality, he is a major simp. Like, I could kind of... That's the vibes I got from him, is that he was trying to big dog it. But he ended up hardcore just getting shut down.
And they also they shipped the other two losers away in a limo, but they made poor little Peter,
because he's an F boy,
sit at the bus stop, and then he brought him to some F boy jail, quote unquote. But and that's enough for Peter. Poor little Peter.
I think this is the character we really want to talk about, is Garrett.
Which one?
The Bitcoin investor. Okay. I think, first of all, all you basically need to know about this guy is, for his job description, it's literally Bitcoin investor.
But what does that mean? Does he invest in Satoshis?
My idea is that he owns probably a thousandth of a Bitcoin and he doesn't have a job. So he's like, I can just say, I can say I'm a Bitcoin investor.
Trust me, man, just invest in Bitcoin right now. Sit on this shit.
Invest in crypto now.
In 2028, I'm going to be a fucking millionaire. Yeah, I'm going to own this show.
That's all I got from this guy.
That's
and
Garrett.
Holy fuck, did this guy, holy shit, man. I was speechless as to how quick he really revealed how bad of a douchebag
and
he
it's,
is.
I mean, again, like you and I both said, you and I are alphas, right?
Self-proclaimed alpha males.
And that's why it's so, just so much testosterone in this house. It's crazy. But one of my favorite lines in the world that I am for sure going to use now, that Garrett used not once, not twice, but on all three different girls, was... He walks up, just kind of the you're a nice little douchebag. He goes, and he talks fast. So I'm perfect for this because I talk fast too. And he goes, you know how I made a beeline right towards you? Dude, I love that.
He
beeline. I've never heard anyone say, I made a beeline right towards you.
The funniest was the first girl.
First girl.
Holy fuck. The first girl. his, I was like, okay, like, good move. Then he basically, like, gets pushed out of that group, and then he goes to the other group, and he literally walks. There's literally six guys around the one girl.
Alpha.
And he just alpha moves all of them, gets in there, and he goes, can I have a moment with you? And I think the funniest part was that girl, after their one-on-one talking, like, cut to an interview for her, and she goes, I actually think Garrett's, like, a really nice guy, like, the way he came up to me like that. And I was like,
he came up to me first after he literally just used the same beeline line on Two Girls Straight.
Oh, and then Garrett's iconic quote that he had when he, like, it cut to one of his interviews. This was after he had his one-on-one date on, like, that boat or whatever. And he goes,
sick date.
He goes, I'm just trying to get you to express yourself and get you to open up
your legs. Oh!
I was like, holy fuck.
And
this guy.
As you probably could have guessed, yes, he's an F-boy.
Yeah. And then remember when he was talking to the girl on the date, he goes, yeah, like, I've had abandonment issues. So basically everything he's done in his life is completely justified.
Yeah,
absolutely. He has abandonment issues, so he's allowed to be an F-boy.
Yeah, because I don't know a single person with abandonment issues that is stable. That sounds so bad, but that isn't.
That's fucking awful to say.
Man, I gotta stop.
I know a lot of people who are completely fine, so I'm gonna disagree with you there.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean that. It just came out really bad.
Yeah,
what I meant was,
can you stop being stupid today? Like, what's going on there?
Moving on to who I think should be our last.
Well, this is minimal filters, not no filters. Watch yourself.
Yeah. Minimal filters. Sorry.
What about the opposite? How funny! They definitely did that on purpose to make them have the same
guy that I want to talk about in this segment. Unless there's another guy you want to bring up, but this is one. Oh yeah, there is actually. This is the last guy I want to bring up.
No, we can talk about this fucking guy.
And ironically enough, his name's also Garrett.
So just to clarify, there's Garrett.
And there's Garrett.
There's Garrett and Garrett, who are polar fucking opposites.
They're both handsome dudes, both big guys, muscly. But Garrett, the Bitcoin guy, absolute douchebag, alpha, respect. This Garrett, who I don't know his last name. We're to call him, he's a firefighter. Garrett the fireman.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
He is the world's nicest guy, but he's way too nice that he is a simp.
Oh, man. How about when he was getting eliminated? How painful that was.
Can I talk about it quick?
Yes.
So, him and this guy, what was that other dude's name? Him and Colin were two guys who were about to get eliminated. What happens in eliminations is that one girl picks two guys who she likes least out of all 24 dudes.
Or it was kind of like for, like, I'm going to say theatrical purposes.
It,
like,
was.
Because she kind of assumed that Colin guy was an F-boy.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, guys, like, we're going off script here, but
just,
like,
go watch the show. It's fucking good.
Just watch.
It's so
watch it a show in the sense that you need to be in pain for
your
it.
Your timbers will be shivered, though.
Yeah,
I promise you that.
It hurts.
But so Garrett and Colin both kind of had to quickly give, like, a little speech or a spiel of why they should stay, why they shouldn't be eliminated. Colin went, had some good arguments. He seems like a decent guy too. He was actually a pretty popular showcase character on the show the first episode. But fireman Garrett. He goes, hey, before I have to go here for my speech, I wrote you a poem. And all the other 22 dudes who are standing behind these two, they're like, oh.
You know what was fucking hilarious is all the guys who were in the background, they reacted exactly how we were. Like, they literally saw this guy, like, he goes, can I, like, say a poem? And all these guys had the exact same reaction, like, oh my fucking God, and there's no way he's doing this.
I know I've met some girls before who they're a sucker for shit like that, but nowadays in 2021, especially on a fucking reality TV show that's such a fake show, none of those three girls would want to be read a poem.
No, absolutely not. Well, you can tell they all gravitate towards the F boys. It's pretty.
And it was Shakespearean. Like, it was a fucking well written poem. It was quick, but it was well written. And he gives her the poem, stands back, and then he gets fucking eliminated.
Yeah. He went balls to the wall, and he just gets limited. He goes,
ah, fuck. And then, but again, just like they had to say at the end, he goes, I'm a nice guy. And then she goes, I honestly kind of wish that I gave him another chance, but
I mean, like, shut the Colin, fuck up. No, you didn't. I wouldn't give another chance even if he was a nice guy.
And the guy who he was against is Colin, and he was shown a lot first episode. Excuse me. So I feel like he's actually going to make it.
I think he'll make it far with the one girl. I also think Garrett, Bitcoin investor, will make it pretty far. I think he's kind of
fucking alpha. He's alpha win, man.
He's got it on lock right now.
Nice guys finish last.
Okay, last guy I want to talk about is the guy who's he's a self-proclaimed puppet master.
The puppet master.
Okay, so the point of the show, it's basically kind of just to be like Too Hot to Handle, right? Like it's not supposed to be...
It's a knockoff, you know, Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a strategy show. It's not supposed to be anything in regards to that.
These dudes are trying to be Harry Jowsey and this girl's trying to be Francesca.
Yeah, the absolute baddest girl in Canada, I think. But I think for me, he was literally turning the show into Big Brother the way he was manipulating everyone.
He was going out of his way to just make people fucking fight.
Yeah, he was pulling strings. Like, and some of the funniest scenes was when there would be two guys arguing or a girl confronting a guy. Mm-hmm. And you would just see this guy in the background just smiling because he knows exactly what's happening.
Shit-eating grin. But man, the two characters that he made have a huge fight was Colin and Garrett, because Colin had a rumor that someone was going around saying
Chris,
he was an F-boy.
Like, the puppet master went up to the girl saying that this Colin guy was an F-boy. And then the Colin guy assumed that it was this nice guy, Garrett. So Garrett
Garrett
had a tough... I think he was only there for, like, a day. He had a tough day.
It was.
Him and Peter had a tough day. And I still think Peter isn't... He's a nice guy, I still think. Okay, that's all I got for the guy characters. I think the only thing I got from the girls is that they are fucking awful at recognizing who's an F-boy and who's a nice guy.
We're in the days where if you aren't an 11 out of 10 with a slim waist, huge fake boobs, beautiful smile, perfect teeth, you're not going to be a girl on a show like this. And rattles me, man.
Yeah, you hate to like get like super deep into a talk like this, but you really do need, like, these shows basically only hire like those types of girls.
Even
right?
the host is Nikki Glaser, who is she's known as a cougar basically nowadays.
I think that's the reason why I'm watching the show still.
Yeah, I fucking love Nikki Glaser.
But
it's sad, dude. It's honestly sad.
When they cut to the interviews with the girls, like the amount of times that Bitcoin investor was called a nice guy, I was just baffled. And then the amount of that Say Less guy, it was so funny because he said he was a nice guy at the beginning of the show, and on that date with like when he accepted it by saying Say Less, when they were on that paddleboard date, he literally like the girl called him out and goes, "You're way too nice. You must be an F-boy." And he's genuinely being a nice guy, and she called him out for being an F-boy, and I was like, these girls have no idea, like they have no recognition as to who's who right now.
But to expand on Garrett, the Alpha Garrett, Bitcoin investor, this is the one thing I took out of this show so far that honestly anyone can agree, is that you aren't a true F-boy unless you're mistaked.
For a nice guy?
Mistook for a nice guy.
Yeah.
Mistook for a nice guy. Like
he plays it off so well. He does a great job.
The most successful F-boys are ones who girls say that a nice
It's
guy.
Because he opened up to the one girl. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
All right. So I think that was Shiver Me Timbers.
That was, my timbers are still shimbers.
I'm shaking from talking about that show.
What? I just fucked up again.
It's fine. You just stay over there. Just relax.
Have a drink.
We need to... I think I need to kind of summarize. I don't know if we're ever going to watch this fucking show again. I want to because of this segment.
You know what's going to happen, Bales? I'm going to be like, you're going to have a day where you can sleep in for school. So you'll be up later than I will be. I'm going to go out to like take a piss at like 1 in the morning. I'm going to come out here and you're going to be on episode 6 of this fucking show. You're going to binge watch the show. Behind my back, because you don't want me to notice you that you actually fucking love it.
I don't know if I'm ever going to watch a show again. Maybe because of the purpose of this segment I will, but holy fuck, was that show tough to watch. Like, my hairs were just standing up, and I was, like, just clenching myself.
How were your timbers?
They were shivering.
Okay, moving on. That was good. I like that segment.
That was good.
I just got to watch more cringy shit
now. We'll bring it back, for sure.
We won't bring it back as much as Nails or probably the questionnaire, but this will definitely make a reappearance.
Yeah, Shiver Me Timbers will be there for a bit. I think it is time to get into the main part of the show.
Let's fucking go, man.
The Nails of Simp Moves. I think that's all we need to say for this
one. This is my redemption, Nails. And once again, if you haven't seen our first episode, the Nails is basically a combination of Nathan and Kales, and it is the top of said category. Last week we did
TV, cartoon, TV. Movie show moms that you would like to kiss.
Yes.
Is basically the summary.
If you go listen to it, we go over like 9.
Yeah, it was a long one.
Nathan won. He beat me 78-22 on the
votes. Even close. My list was by better. It was not even close. Okay, I will flip this coin. Hopefully this time it doesn't land in the light fixture that you did. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sitting here, so you flip it. You'll be
okay. Okay, you call. What you got?
I got heads.
It's tails.
Prove it.
It's right there. Okay.
Show the camera.
Oh, fuck. We don't have a camera.
I'm not rich. We just need a new sponsor to pay for a camera setup.
Throwing that out there. Throwing it out there. By the way, our rates are about to go up. We're kind of popping off lately.
We're popping off. Keep it going. Keep it coming.
Okay. With, fuck.
First overall pick in the nails category.
I have two really good ones right now, and I'm just trying to. Okay. I think I have to go. Okay, I'm going to go with this one. Okay. The first pick for nails of simp moves is when your girl cheats on you and then you forgive her and then you get back with her. I had to take that one. That was like, I just can't fathom the idea of letting someone do that to you and then hopping back in.
Man, like that just shows that you are damaged goods.
Come on.
If you let a girl, if your girlfriend cheats on you and you know, like there's maybe a few years down the line, it depends on honestly to the extent of cheating. If she fucks some other dude
and then I like, then you, you that and then night. You know, well, and you're together and you know about it and then you still let her stay in your life, what the actual fuck is wrong with you? No, like I don't care. Like have some pride here, have some balls. Or in girl, like, it can be the other way around. Girls, don't let douchebags back in your life who do that shit. Like,
be a king.
Be a fucking king.
Be a king or be a queen, depending on who cheated on who.
Yeah, like, don't let that shit happen to you. No one deserves to get walked over around here.
That's a good one, Bills.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
This one is definitely a 1-2 because I'm second. Making a cringy TikTok with your girl.
Fuck, I was a late one on mine. Dude, God damn it.
That's good. The funniest part is that you know exactly which TikToks they are because the comments say, dude's fighting for his life in the GC right now. group chat.
It's the guys who literally, you know for a fact they don't want to do it, but they give in and they just look so awkward in it.
It's like, so bad.
It's almost to the point where if you do make a TikTok with your girl, you have to commit or else it just looks painful. Like that... Sorry, Mr. Pointnoy? What's his name?
Dave.
David! I don't fucking know his name yet. He doesn't matter to us. He made a TikTok with his girlfriend. I don't know if you saw it, but she basically made him do it, and holy fuck does he look awkward in it. Like, he just looks like he was forced to do it, but he did it anyways, and that's the definition of a simp move.
Can I admit something here, then?
I can't believe I'm calling our future boss a simp right now.
Can I admit something quick?
Yeah.
His girlfriend is so hot that I would let her do the exact same thing to me.
Fair enough. Okay. Okay, we'll move on here.
Yeah.
Wait, no, man,
I was gonna say quickly. I made a TikTok with a girl one time, but it got flagged for nudity. So
okay, we're not gonna get into that one there.
It was bad.
You might get arrested for that.
I hope so.
Okay, I basically have this is my other one that you didn't take, luckily. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with canceling plans with the boys, hanging with your girl.
Talk suck you, man.
And I'm not saying like you're allowed to have your own plans with your girl. You're allowed to have your own plans with your fellas. But it's when like say you have plans with the guys to do something or something, mm-hmm. and then your girl goes, oh, like you don't want to hang out with me, and then you instantly go towards her instead. And it's like it's one thing to have plans with her that's separate, but it's another thing to cancel on your friends.
Yeah, that's not only a simp move. That's just weak. It's a bad thing to do.
I think these...
Bros before hoes, man.
I think it's just weak. I think that's a weak move.
We don't do beta moves around here.
We don't do beta moves. No.
Good. That's a good number two pick. My number two pick, which was almost my number one pick, carrying their bag/purse in the mall.
That's what you got? That's not bad. I don't mind that.
You can't catch me dead carrying a fucking purse in a mall.
What about if it's your wife? Is it different if it's a girlfriend?
It's not different at all, man. That's a simp. We're doing simp moves. That's an absolute simp move.
I don't know, man. I don't think that's good of a pick, if I'm being honest.
You're telling me if you were in the mall...
Second round pick? That'd be a weak one.
If you were in the mall with a girl and she said, here, carry this for me.
If I'm going to marry her...
That's why the fuck would that be involved?
If she is Jessica Biel.
Is this category say biggest simp moves if you're about to marry a girl?
I just asked you to clarify. That's all I asked.
Well, the category is biggest simp moves.
Okay, fine. It can be a simp move.
Carrying a purse?
I do agree it's a simp move. I'm just saying you probably should save that for later.
I don't care what you say next. I'm just going to be an asshole like you just were to me.
Okay, well, good luck with that because I have the dog leash guy.
Dude, that's not it. That's not at all simp.
The guy who doesn't do anything unless his girlfriend approves of it. Nice try being a dick on that one, because you know that guy. You just said I gave you the definition of dog leash guy. That's what I just did.
What?
Dog leash guy, like the one who follows his girlfriend around anywhere. And so that was your pick? He can only go on play dates if his girlfriend lets him.
That's your pick?
Yeah. You can try to be a douchebag to that one, but it was better than whatever you just said.
That's not simp. That's just dark and fucked.
I don't mean literal on a dog leash.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Oh, you don't? Yeah, you fucking
It's a metaphor.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking metaphor.
Didn't say that after, before I bring it up.
It's a fucking metaphor.
It's getting hostile.
It's a metaphor.
We're good, man. We're all
right. That was good. No.
Good pick. You had a good pick. I had a good pick before, right?
It was good.
Thank you.
It was a good pick.
Thanks, man.
That's all I got to say. It was a good pick.
Piece of shit. Sorry.
Okay, well, just fucking hope you have a better one here, because that one sucked.
Letting her take a picture of you kissing her hand.
Simp. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, simp. Can you fucking react maybe a little more kind to my simp picks?
Hey, I have some... I don't know, man. I just think you could have come up with some worse ones.
You just caught your own ass and said, oh, it's only a metaphor, man. Which is bullshit. It wasn't
a metaphor. Why would I mean a literal dog leash? Like, that's like...
people are out there do that. There
are. Okay, well... that's just above being a simp. That's fair. Just something else. No, that's a decent pick.
What am I gonna I actually go have with a good here? Next one.
I have a pretty... I think I might go... Okay. Okay, so... After a hookup, you ask her, when am I going to see you again? Come on. You know those guys. I know exactly who would do that.
No, because simps don't just hook up, dude.
You should. No, they want to do more than hook up, but the girl doesn't let it. Thank you. No, I think the poor guy, like, in my opinion, like, I've never done that, but I could definitely see those guys going, oh, so, like, are we going to hang out sometime soon? Like, after you take a girl home from a bar or something.
That's one of those things where it's like, there is that fine line between being a simp and being a nice guy. Because one could argue, that's just being a nice guy.
Instead of saying, fuck you, right?
Instead of saying, hey, just leave your own fucking Uber. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Is your Uber almost here?
Yeah, is your friend's coming to pick you up? I'm tired here. The boys coming over.
Yeah, fuck. No, I mean, that's a good one. I kind of choked on that one. I had some better ones that I was going to do, but...
Yeah, whatever.
I'll leave it there. How many more picks? You have two more left. I still have one more.
Yeah, this is round four. Driving her to and from a party that you were not allowed at.
Fuck, I had the DD one there. God damn it. Yeah, no, I had that and then kind of elaborate. I guess you probably had the same ideas that... Yeah. You pick up and drop off her and her friends, and that's all. You don't even get a smooch or anything.
Don't.
Right?
Not even just the whole smooch part of that. And I'll admit again, with my ex-girlfriend, I did that one time where I drove her and her friends to a party that I didn't get the invite in general, but not even from her.
It's hurt. Yeah, that's
and
hurtful.
There was nothing worse than the whole entire 6 hours she was there. On my mind was, holy fuck, who is her beer pong partner?
That's all that matters, man.
Who is she playing against in beer pong?
Literally,
are they playing strip pong?
Have you ever
had... Is my girlfriend sleeping with another guy right now?
Have you ever had, like, higher sexual tension with someone besides when you play beer pong with a girl?
Yeah, when she has me on a leash. Yeah, fuck you. No, that is true. Beer pong is... Especially if, like, you've been talking earlier in the night.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, some other dude, like, grabs her. Like, be my partner. You're like, oh, fuck, I'll go with this other good-looking girl or a dude. And then... She's just staring at you the whole time, or she's only hitting your cups on purpose.
You love it. You gotta love it. I don't think they're good enough. The girls are usually aren't good enough at beer pong to hit your cups on purpose. So
if I hit this cup, you gotta kiss me on the cheek.
Nice.
And you know what?
Have you used that before?
No.
I don't think I've ever done that. That's kind of weak.
I have.
That's weak shit. That might be a beta move.
I was in grade 10.
Okay, last pick.
No, I was in grade 10.
Last pick. Which one do I want to do here? Okay, I gotta go with the phone guy. The one who is either always texting her, always looking down at his phone to see if she texted him, and then if he's not texting her, he's on FaceTime with her.
Okay. I have a one that's similar.
Yeah.
But it's different from my last one, which you're gonna love and you're gonna miss. You're gonna regret that you didn't just interpret that into the same one.
You can't, like...
Listen.
How close is it to mine?
See.
Okay.
No, you hang up first.
Ah! You hang up.
That is the worst.
Ow. Yeah, that one's good. You should have picked that one earlier. That was pretty good. I like that one.
I literally just
that's good, though.
I scrolled down and saw it.
I think that, that's totally fair to me, though. Yeah, because mine's more in the sense, like, when you're hanging out with your guy friend and he's just always on his phone. He's phone focused,
yeah.
Phone focused. But not only is he phone focused, you will literally talk to him and he doesn't respond because he's so engaged in the text message.
And again, we're not going to say names, but they're going to know who it is. We have a friend like that.
I don't think. No good relationships are like that. No good relationships ever. No, you are always on your phone like that. Always.
If you don't give your
significant other. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, did you just read my mind? Do we finish each other's sentences? Fuck. You fucked it up.
Moving on. I don't know. That's going to be a tight one, man.
I think it'll be good. I think.
I ended really strong with the you hang up.
I think that was
first.
A good last one. Yeah. I was really.
Thank you.
That's a good confident one. I'll be honest.
I appreciate you.
Hang up first.
Respecting me.
Hang up first. Holy fuck.
Good job,
dude.
That's
painful. That was pretty good.
Good job.
I
like that.
That was good. That was good nails. Another good nails. Let's just keep adding these fucking good lists.
There's a lot of nails categories.
Well, we could do anything.
We can do
anything. We could do best trees.
Best trees?
Best types of trees.
We're not doing that next time. Actually, we should almost do
I'm just saying we can do anything. Questionnaires.
Let the people vote. Say, what should we do for next week's nails?
We can let people vote for the nails. That works for me.
Honestly, for all those listening, just go on our Instagram 24/7 and there'll be lots of questionnaires and lots of votes. Just help. Let us know who's winning.
Let's go to the shower thought. And then we can kind of give our shout outs here. Okay, so. Shower thought of the day. What do you got? Do you have a good one again? This is my best one by far.
Yeah, I'll start. And there's actually one thing I have to admit is that last time I showered, I wasn't thinking. So I didn't have my own shower thought this week. And in fact, shout out to Larissa Little. She gave me a shower thought for this week.
Just throwing this out there. I don't ever think when I'm in the shower. I'm just kind of there, like physically.
So they aren't actual shower thoughts you're telling me?
Well,
so we're both imposters this week?
We both kind of suck at what we do in general.
Bro, my shout outs have been absolute fire.
Except podcasting.
You're right. We're good at podcasting. Okay, so shout out Larissa Little. She gave me this, which she actually gave me a lot, but this is the one that I think is most relatable. So this is more of a shower question, not a shower thought, but they can be questions.
Sure, let's just change the fucking segment. Fuck you, Jesus Matt. Christ.
Does drinking non-alcoholic beer give off more of an alcoholism vibe than normal beer? Because I think it does. if you know a guy or see a guy who's drinking non-alcoholic beer casually, you know they came from some dark days.
Are you judging guys for drinking non-alcoholic
beer? Not at all. I'm just saying that gives off way more of an alcoholic vibe.
Yeah. No, I'll agree with that.
Think about it. If you see a dude drinking a Bud Light, you're like, ha, normal dude. That's a normal guy right there. That's nothing. Don't think anything of it. But if you pay enough attention to someone surrounding you at like a different table and they're drinking a non-alcoholic beer that's only branded for non-alcoholic beer, you'll be like, what? That guy, is he drinking beer for taste?
I don't think many people do drink beer for taste except for like the guys who love craft beer.
Yeah.
The local craft beers. Yeah. Holy fuck.
I'm not going to lie. I used to love the taste of beer because I used to drink teas in like grade 10 and grade 11 and then grade 12.
Twisted teas.
I went on to Rainier and then some gnarly Budweiser because I started being so cheap and
just the Bud Heavies, hey?
Bud Heavies.
Yeah, I'm still all over the map. I still don't have a designated drink. I say
right now I'm a whiskey guy. No, literally as we speak, I'm drinking a whiskey. Let me just hear. See if you can hear this.
Probably can't. These aren't $1,000 mics. Okay. Are you fucking done?
You think the mic caught that?
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay. All right. My shower thought of the day is, okay, so you know how like when you're super hungry,
yep,
and you always like are looking for food. So you like go to your pantry, you go to your fridge. Don't laugh at me because I said feud.
I wasn't going to call you out, man.
You're laughing.
So
it hurts my feelings. Okay. So you know how you're hungry and you go to your pantry, your fridge, and you're always looking for food. Like you go back and forth.
Yes.
And you know how like sometimes there's not good enough food.
Oh yeah, like not what you're craving.
Yeah, but you know what happens is when you go back and forth to your pantry and fridge, you don't actually find better food. Your standards just get lowered every single time until you find something that you like.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm confused by that shower thought.
How? What part of that doesn't make sense? Can you please elaborate?
How does your standard get lower and lower?
Because eventually you grab a piece of food that's already in there. You don't actually find new food when you go back and
forth. Oh, so eventually you're like, ah, fuck it, I'll eat this.
Exactly. Okay. So when you go back and forth, you don't actually find new food. You don't become Dora the Explorer and you suddenly find it.
True.
You literally, your standard just get low enough where you're like, holy fuck.
It's like you're in your cupboard, can't find anything. And you go to your fridge, nothing there either. You go back to cupboard thinking there should be, maybe there's new stuff in here.
And then you go back to your fridge and then you just settle on like a fucking pepperoni stick. You're like, fine, I'll have this. Even though pepperoni sticks are fire.
You know what I usually do when I can't find anything to eat?
Bread?
No. I grab my dill pickle dip and some Lay's. Old Dutch rippled.
That's a lot of calories. I think you should watch those, by the way.
Fuck you. It's more sodium than calories.
It's a lot of calories. Sodium's good still for you. All right, that'll be our shower thoughts. I think I finally had a good one. I was pretty happy with that one. Except for the fact your slow-ass braid can catch on to that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm buckled, dude.
What do you mean? You had one sip of your drink.
Fucking hammered. Just kidding. Kay. Oh, but actually, someone told me, a friend of mine told me that if you're still nervous during your podcasts for the first like few, you should have, she said tequila shot. And I said, I'd rather get fucking punched in the nose. By a naked
64
girl.
And no thanks.
I didn't tell her that, but that's just what my mind thought. So I just poured a whiskey today instead. And I was nervous again. I don't know why. I still have a little bit of nerves. It's just like...
I think it's because what happened was we took a few days off.
Yeah, they're jitters, not nerves.
I don't know. I was kind of nervous today, and then I kind of realized that I'm fucking born for this.
But so. I'm naked again, so how are you nervous?
You're not naked. You have pants on this time.
Barely.
It really bothers me. Let's wrap this fucking shit up, Kale.
I got one last thing to say again, and it's actually an apology to our listeners. Please. It's actually an apology to YouTube, Els. Last week, when you absolutely kicked my ass, which is why I'm apologizing, because I owe you an apology, because first you kicked my ass in nails, and here's the thing. When you said that Gloria Delgada Pritchett was a mom, and I said...
Which she is?
She's not a fucking mom. She's like a stepmother to these kids. I was so wrong. And I had like three different people not just text me, not just Snapchat me, but send me videos of them talking, ripping me apart, saying, Kale, you're so fucking dumb. You stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Asshole. You're a piece of shit. Douchebag.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking.
You had three people send that message?
Exact word for word. And they said, apologize right now, actually next podcast, because Manny and Joe... Or Gloria's biological kids.
Yeah, so that was pretty fucked up of you to kind of try to get me undermined. But in fact, I didn't need that apology because of how badly I beat you. But it does mean a lot.
If I had won last week, I would have probably not brought this up because it would have like forfeited my loss. But I lost, so I'm...
Yeah.
You win. You're a winner, Bells.
Okay. It ain't easy being champ. We will quickly shout out our social medias. Again, guys, sorry for being so fucking annoying in regards to these shout outs, but any like and follow is welcomed on Instagram and TikTok.
Instagram is lowercase minimal filters with underscore in between minimal and filters. Go give it a follow. The 205 of you that already follow it, we love you. That is huge. Yeah, way more than we thought for the first week.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to toss around some likes too. We need to get in the algorithm here.
Likes. And again, there was about 15 of you that reposted our first podcast and then a few of you that reposted our second podcast on your stories. If you could continue doing that, that would mean the world.
Well, here's two things, guys. I know all of you care about your precious fucking ratios on Instagram and TikTok and all that, but be a fucking man and give us a follow here. Like, I get you guys really care about your ratios. But like, be a homie. Like
ratio schmatio.
Yeah. Like, what does a ratio even mean in 2021?
Ratios are only popular and important back in grade 8 Ask FM days. Those are the only good ratios.
Ask FM. Your likes per question. Let's never bring up Ask FM
again. And then
again.
On TikTok, it is minimal filters as well, but it's capital M in the minimal, capital F in the filters with no underscore, no period, no number. Just minimal filters, capital M, capital F.
Awesome. That was a good pod.
Yeah, it
was. Two stellar segments.
Yeah, thank you again to T-Mac Cattle Company. Everyone, if you're listening and you want something to do on Saturday, October 9th, go. Even if you don't buy anything, just go. It'll be fun. He has great semen, and his bulls have great semen too.
Let's kind of not call him out for his semen here.
No, he's got great semen.
I just want to thank everyone again.
He has two kids. He's got great semen.
Help out our fucking ratios here.
Yeah.
On top of
they don't
that,
matter to you guys, but they matter to us.
Yeah, it matters to us. We don't give a shit about your guys's. Just kidding. We care about all you guys. You say that's it? You got anything else to say? stop. No, you keep doing shit like that as I'm trying to wrap up this fucking pod and it's pissing me off.
Good way to wrap it. End in hostility.
End in hostility.
Then we'll hug it out behind the scenes.
Okay, fuck you, Kale.
Fuck you, Nathan.
All right, peace out.
Peace out, guys.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundel from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.